commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I would have liked to have heard more of Pastor Stephen H. Wright's sermons. For several years, I heard him almost every Sunday. He was on WSAU at 7 in the morning on Sundays for a half hour each week. His First Presbyterian Church in Wausau used to buy a 30-minute time block on this radio station. And since their church service was actually 60 minutes, the broadcast was an abbreviated best-of presentation. The church would record the prior week's worship and then deliver the tape to our broadcast center for editing. The actual broadcast would usually consist of just an opening hymn, then Pastor Wright's sermon, and his closing blessing. Usually, one of our part-timers would make the edits, but sometimes the job fell to me, and I am richer spiritually for those times. I've been told that I would not have liked Stephen Wright's politics. He was a publicly professed progressive. No matter. I believe in the Protestant tradition of privilege of the pulpit. I don't have to agree with everything the minister says. What I remember most about Pastor Wright was his frequent topic of science and religion, a topic that many preachers simply ignore because it's too divisive. One of the most difficult issues facing religion today is what do we do when modern scientific discoveries conflict with biblical text? Wright had always rejected the either-or answer, insisting that science and faith could and do coexist. We'll never have a definitive scientific answer to the question, is there God? That would crowd out faith. It would eliminate the choice that we all have to make about religion. But what about science that challenges the Old Testament? Things like carbon dating, dinosaur fossils, evolutionary evidence, and Big Bangs, they don't seem to square with the Bible. Pastor Wright argued, and forcefully at times, that it was unchristian to reject science. Our intellect and our scientific minds are also divine gifts, and the Lord holds no malice towards inquisitiveness. God didn't intend for mankind to know everything. We'd have no need for him if we did. Stephen Wright was a thought-provoking man, and I think that's how he'd like to be remembered. Pastor Wright died in a car crash last Thursday, a tremendous loss to our community. He was 56. My condolences to his parishioners at First Presbyterian and to his family and many friends.